The next, a much more decent poem, is also about a woman. I was listening to a student orchestra once, playing a symphony of Dvorak, the D minor symphony, and I was enraptured less by the music than by the long hair of the student first violinist who was sitting just in front of me and slightly above me in the canvas chair, and the long hair was streaming down and sort of trapped by the canvas. I found myself in the symphony all the time having to jerk my mind and my emotions back from this beautiful hair, black hair, to the symphony. And afterwards I tried to write about this, trying to relate the life in this hair to the art which I had half heard. I've called this poem Music Student, First Violinist. Anton, the name, of course, is the Christian name of Dvořák. Anton, all the black notes of your symphony have swarmed into this girl's allegro hair. Only the sluggard breves and minims stay trapped by the bars of the conductor's score. Pours frozen from her crown simple motif, a black cascade of glistening counterpoint to where my gladly martyred eyes receive 10,000 quavers barbed and startling points where the taut canvas chairback lets it go. So near, I could imprison with my hand the tempting weight of that polyphony, tug her bent head back from the weaving bow. There is a melody in each separate strand had I a chance to study its great score, your temporal genius rendered spatially. It is too short this timeless hour, the time to plumb its currents, ponder how it weaves from the home minor to a major key and brings it back, find if it joys or grieves in its own ponderings of its own shut score, cannot be measured by the metronome or clock or pulse or carbon in the rocks. I catch its shampoo's faintly lurking theme and sense the recent crisis. She attacked lackluster strands with demons in her hands. All was dismay. Will it be right in time? She hacked its knots before the fire. Tonight, the whole performance is in place, exact, blue-hazed with static electricity. Her soul's in music, music in her hair, symphony of her darkest attribute. She'll wrap it in a scarf and disappear. A tube will hold her and her buried stream. Since art is less than life, agree that I do right amidst the coughs to hear no music but its waist-long cataract. She will express you just as passionately when all the white notes of your symphony, unlike the black notes dead within the score, in the rich coda of a major key, have swarmed into this girl's adagio hair.